Welcome to the happiest baby on the block. I'm Dr. Harvey Karp, and I'm here to share with you the secrets of calming crying babies and helping them sleep longer. As a pediatrician with decades of experience, I've developed a revolutionary approach to understanding and soothing infants. Let's dive into the key concepts that will transform your experience as a new parent. The fourth trimester. Imagine this. Your baby has just been born, but they're not quite ready for the world. In fact, human babies are born about 3 months too early. This is what I call the missing fourth trimester. During the first 3 months of life, babies need an environment that mimics the comfort and security of the womb. Understanding this concept is crucial for soothing your newborn and helping them adjust to life outside the womb. In the womb, babies are constantly surrounded by sound, motion, and snug comfort. When they're born, they suddenly find themselves in a world that's comparatively quiet, still, and spacious. It's no wonder they cry. By recreating aspects of their prenatal environment, we can trigger what I call the calming reflex, a sort of off switch for crying and on switch for sleep. The five S's, your toolkit for soothing. Now, let me introduce you to the heart of my method, the five S's. These are five specific techniques that, when done correctly, can calm even the fussiest baby. Let's go through each one. 1. Swaddling. This is the cornerstone of calming. A good, snug swaddle recreates the snug feeling of the womb. It's not just about warmth, it's about preventing the startle reflex that can wake babies. 2. Side or stomach position. Hold your baby on their side or stomach while they're awake. This position is calming for babies, though remember, back is best for sleeping. 3. Shushing. In the womb, the sound of blood rushing through the placenta is as loud as a vacuum cleaner. Loud, rhythmic shushing mimics this sound and can be incredibly soothing. 4. Swinging. Gentle, jiggly swinging motions remind your baby of the constant movement they experienced before birth. The key is quick, tiny motions. 5. Sucking. Whether it's breastfeeding, bottle feeding, or a pacifier, sucking has a profound calming effect on babies. These five S's work together to activate your baby's calming reflex. It's like a switch that turns off crying and turns on relaxation. But remember, it's not just about doing these actions, it's about doing them correctly and with the right intensity. Colic and the calming reflex. Let's talk about colic. It's one of the most distressing experiences for new parents. But here's the thing, colic isn't a disease or a condition. It's a behavioral description. When we say a baby has colic, we're really saying they cry a lot and we don't know why. Here's my theory. Colic is often the result of an untriggered calming reflex. It's not that these babies are in pain or have something wrong with them. They're just not getting the sensations they need to feel calm and secure. I've seen countless parents transform their experience with a colicky baby by applying the five S's. One mother I worked with had been struggling for weeks with her daughter's constant crying. Within minutes of applying the five S's, her baby went from screaming to sleeping peacefully. It was like magic, but it wasn't magic. It was simply giving the baby what she needed. Sleep and the fourth trimester. Now, let's address another major concern for new parents. Sleep. Many parents are told that they need to teach their babies to self-soothe and sleep independently from day one. But this advice ignores the reality of the fourth trimester. In the womb, babies are never alone and never still. Expecting them to sleep quietly in a still, silent crib is setting yourself up for frustration. Instead, during the fourth trimester, it's okay, even beneficial, to use motion and sound to help your baby sleep. White noise, for example, can be a game changer. It recreates the constant whooshing sound of the womb and can help babies fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. One family I worked with was amazed at how their baby's sleep improved when they started using white noise consistently. Beyond the fourth trimester. As your baby grows and develops, their needs will change. The intense need for the five S's will gradually decrease. But the principles behind them, recreating aspects of the womb environment, can be useful well into the first year and beyond. For example, white noise can continue to be a helpful sleep aid for older babies and toddlers, and the concept of the calming reflex can inform how you soothe your child as they grow. Even older children often find rhythmic motions and sounds calming when they're upset. A new perspective on baby care. My approach isn't just about techniques, it's about a new way of understanding babies. It's about recognizing that newborns aren't ready to adapt to our world, we need to adapt to theirs. When we do this, we create happier babies and more confident parents. Remember, you're not spoiling your baby by responding to their cries or helping them sleep. You're giving them what they biologically need. Trust your instincts, use the tools I've given you, and enjoy this precious time with your newborn. In conclusion, the fourth trimester and the five S's are powerful concepts that can transform your experience as a new parent. By understanding your baby's needs and how to meet them effectively, you can reduce crying, improve sleep, and build a strong, loving bond with your child. Here's to happier babies and happier parents.